Okay, our friends. So today we are going to be reading a story for you, for all of you kids who love the ocean, who love the water, who love the swimming, who love your bath time. That's right. It's a bath time story, kind of. How about the after bath time story? It's a story about what you do after your bath. There we go. Today's story is called Underwear. Yeah, it has an exclamation point at the end of it. So we're going to find out why. It was written by Jen Harney. And today we want to give our patrons shout out. It is our patrons, our friends who help us bring you new stories every single day. And through their patronage, we are able to get cool things for you to listen to. And we say thank you to them by reading the stories that they are interested in or giving them their special shout outs, like today's shout out to Garrett. When his mom, Lauren, messaged me and said he loves this story, we think it's really funny, I said, say no more. We will read this story and dedicate it to a little guy who likes to run around after bath time. We feel that for you too. We're kind of the same, right? It's nice to kind of wander around after a good bath. So, without any further ado, today's story, Underwear by Jen Harney, is read by Mommy and Philip. That's wonderful. Are you ready? Okay, so let's read today's story. When we open the book, we can see the little bear is in the bathtub. We can see that he has a beautiful rubber ducky. He is floating. He looks very comfortable. And when he gets out of the bath, he says, "Bear, bear." Now, before you start to think he's repeating himself, that's one of those fun words in the English language that has more than one meaning and more than one spelling. Okay? So we call this a homophone. If it's two words that sound the same but have totally different meanings. So bear, in one sense, means you don't have any clothes on or there's nothing in you. Like a cabinet can be bare. Or your arms can be bare if you have a short-sleeved t-shirt on. But there's also the bear, like a grizzly bear or a black bear or a brown bear or a koala bear or a teddy bear. You see what I'm saying? One is an animal and one is a state of existence. Okay. But the baby bear, who is a bear, is not alone. There is someone else there with him, and it looks like his dad, who walks into the bathroom, takes one look at this bear, and says,
"Stop right there. You should be wearing underwear."
And he is right. It is very important that we cover up our private parts, right? Yeah.
"Underwear," says baby bear,
because he has misunderstood, hasn't he? Underwear is the thing that you would put on under your clothing, right? Underpants, right? But he thinks that his father is saying to him underwear, which is a direction, right? W-H-E-R-E. Okay.
"Underwear," says his dad.
"Under there?"
says the little baby bear, who is now looking under the bathtub.
"Underwear over there," says the dad, pointing to the underpants.
"Over where?"
"On the chair."
"Up the stairs?"
"Right there. On the chair, there's a pair of underwear,"
says the dad.
"White pair, tight pair.
But there's also a
big tear."
We can see, someone has torn his underpants. Maybe he needs a new pair, right? And the dad says,
"There's a spare. Here's a spare."
And hands him a new pair that does not have any tears.
wear this underwear?
Wonders the baby bear.
Down here? Up there? Over there?
He is dragging his little yellow rubber ducky, which he has put in the underpants like it is in a boat. And he's dragging it across the wet floor. Oh, baby bear, you're going to have wet underpants.
Or everywhere,
he says. And he is just swinging those underpants around. And he is just making a huge mess. And now he puts on a slight fashion show for us, where he pulls the underpants up over his face, slings them across his back, rolls into them like a ball, strutting with them, putting them on his head, getting very silly with this underwear.
Underwear makes awesome hair,
he says. He's envisioning himself as George Washington, or they're in a beehive that he could stick his toothbrushes into, or a big beard like Santa Claus, or a turban. Oh my goodness, he is so silly.
Hey, look there, it's Super Bear and goggle-wearing Aquabear.
He has put the underpants over his head. He has filled the bathtub back up again, and it's drained all over the floor. What a mess.
What the heck's going on in there? Says the dad's voice.
Uh-oh. No time to spare. Quick, I gotta hide somewhere. Lights go out. I'll dive in there. Beware, Big Bear. Here comes a scare.
So the dad has come into the room, turned the lights on, and naturally, the floor is covered in watery, bubbly mess. And little baby bear jumps out of the bathtub with the underpants over his face like he's some sort of some kind of monster. He kind of looks like a Mexican wrestler. You know how they wear the masks over their faces? The dad nearly has a heart attack. Oh, he says.
No fair,
says Little Bear, who does not look happy after his father has, it looks like maybe given him a consequence for that kind of behavior.
Go and grab a dry new pair, he says.
Underwear?
Says the little boy who has now holding, says the little bear, who is now holding up a sock. The dad looks at him.
Don't make me glare.
I don't blame him. Finally, our little bear has some clothes on. He has his underpants and some jammies and comes running to his daddy.
Jammied Bear, let's read in the chair.
Tired there? Yawning Bear? Well, time for bed, I do declare.
And the dad has read him a book, and the poor little guy has fallen asleep. And the dad is tiptoeing up to the little bear's room.
Sleep tight, sweet bear. Snugly tucked in under there,
says the dad, and it's dark. The moon is shining. All is quiet, except for now. The little bear sits up and goes,
underwear!
Oh, no. Don't tell me they're going to have to start this whole thing all over again. Maybe it's time that Daddy Bear tags in Mommy Bear and says, you got to help me with this kid. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's a funny one. Well, we hope that you guys enjoyed today's story. We hope that you laughed and giggled through it as much as we did.
Underwear?
Yep.
Underwear?
And do you want to say it or do you want me to?
The end.
The end.
Hope you enjoy tomorrow.
That's right. We hope
and
that...
Go ahead and click that like and subscribe button.
Yeah.
Start listening to more stories with us.
That's right. Follow us for more and be sure to give us a good review. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.